KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Let's take a look first at high school basketball play from last night. In girls' hoops, it was Lewis Central edging Kemper Catholic 47-45. St. Albert beat Fremont Mills 54-37. Stanton over Riverside 59-36, while Bedford beat Villisca 65-44. In boys' basketball last night, Riverside over Stanton 49-31. It was Sioux City North over Lewis Central 45-40. Storm Lake St. Mary's beat Denison 73-56. Villisca topping Bedford 49-37. Logan Magnolia over West Harrison 66-50. Nishna Botna beat Heartland Christian 53-26. We have high school basketball tonight for you here on KJAN. This will be our final broadcast before the Christmas break, as we will be in Atlantic tonight for a boys Hawkeye 10 conference matchup as Atlantic faces off against Harlan. Now, a little earlier start time tonight. That's due to the finals testing that the students will be taking before they leave for the Christmas break. So the earlier start tonight has the JV game starting at 4:45. Varsity contest getting underway at 6 o'clock tonight. We'll have all that action for you live this evening here on KJAN and on the web at KJAN.com. That's Atlantic hosting Harlan tonight in boys high school basketball here on KJAN. Also, the weekly Associated Press High School Boys Basketball poll was out late yesterday afternoon. Here's a look at that poll this week. In Class 4A, Iowa City West is on top of the heap with Ankeny, Dubuque Senior, West Des Moines Valley, and Sioux City East the top five. Waukee, Cedar Falls, Cedar Rapids, Jefferson, Linmar, and Southeast Polk round out the top 10. In Class 3A this week, Waverly Shell Rock is on top again with MOC Floyd Valley number 2, Iowa Falls Alden is number 3, Mount Pleasant and Sioux City Helan are the top five. Davenport Assumption, Lamar's, Dallas Center Grimes, Western Dubuque, and ADM round out the top 10. Atlantic, Harlan, and Carroll are all among the teams that got votes but didn't get into the top 10 this week. Class 2A, West Marshall is the new number one with West Fork number 2, Des Moines Christian number 3. They made a big jump from 9th to 3rd. Mount Vernon is number 4 this week. Denver checks in at number 5 with Sioux Center number 6. Hall Western Christian, last week's number 1, dropping to 7th. They're tied there with Kemper Catholic for the 7th spot. Dyersville Beckman is 9 and North Cedar is number 10. Clarinda is among the teams that got votes but didn't crack the top 10. In Class 1A this week, Danville remains number 1 with Storm Lake St. Mary's, Northeast Hamilton, Boyden Hall, and Trainer the top 5. Kingsley Pearson, Lone Tree, Harris Lake Park, North Iowa, and North Lynn round out the top 10. Nottoway Valley, St. Albert, Exira, EHK, and Riverside are among the teams that got votes but didn't crack this week's top 10 poll. In men's college basketball last night, the Iowa Hawkeyes opened the game on a 24-5 run as they rolled to a 105-64 win over Central Arkansas in Iowa City. That was a game heard here on KJAN. Sophomore Roy Devon Marble had 19 points and 6 assists as the Hawkeyes topped the century mark for the first time this season.
32 assists on 42 field goals has got to be the one that I think any coach would be ecstatic about. And the other thing is we had 14 turnovers, which is, you know, not a number that you love, but under the circumstances with how they press and how it turns into kind of an up-and-down, multiple-possession game, 14's a pretty good number, especially when you score 105.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says there were a lot of positives.
You know, so many good things. I mean, great performances off the bench, another great one by Aaron White. I thought Marble was spectacular. He just blossoms right before your eyes. Basabi gets in foul trouble, comes back and still gets 14-9 in 13 minutes. You know, but defensively, I thought in the second half we did what we needed to do.
White had 17 points as the Hawkeyes diced up Central Arkansas's full court press.
Their press was never really a factor, and I think that's the critical thing. They need to create offense with their defense to win. And they were not able to do that, and that was because we were ready for them.
Iowa connected on 55% for the game, but Marble said the key was defense.
I think we came out with the defensive intensity we wanted to and the energy, and it was a lot better than we have been playing defense in the past. So I think that was a big step for us tonight.
Marble says the Hawks have been working hard to improve on defense.
It's just that defensive mindset, coming in with the mindset that we got to shut teams down and challenge the three-point shot a lot more than we have in the past, because that seems to be when we lose, that seems to be the key to our opponent, is that they shoot the three ball really well. So we've been making that a key thing in practice, just getting people off the three and making them make plays off the dribble.
Iowa's now 7-5 with the win. They'll host Boise State on Thursday night. Also top in college men's basketball last night, Deion Mitchell and Austin Pell had 13 points each, leading seven double-figure scorers for Northern Iowa in an 84-48 victory over Loras College. Chip Rank added 12 points for the Panthers, who ran their win streak to 9. Mark Sonnen had 11, Matt Morrison, Seth Tuttle, and Anthony James had 10 each. Tim Kelly scored 11 points for the Division III Duhawks, who lost their fifth straight. Panthers shot 52%, 11 of 20 from three-point distance, while the Duhawks were limited to 35% shooting. Panthers are 10-1 for just the sixth time in school history. Sophomore Doug McDermott scored a career-high 35 points, and number 23 Creighton routed Tulsa 83-64 Monday night. The 6'7" McDermott had 19 points in the first half on a variety of low-post bank shots, as Tulsa elected not to double-team the nation's second-leading scorer. McDermott finished 16 of 23 from the field and made both of his three-point attempts. The Blue Jays were down 20-19, but went on an 8-0 run, spurred by three baskets by Antoine Young, who finished with 14 points. McDermott scored the Blue Jays' final 11 points of the half, as Creighton took a 42-34 lead. Center Gregory Ekenik, who played just 2 minutes in the first half, scored 9 in the opening 2:52 of the second as Creighton opened up the lead. And Tulsa never came closer than a dozen. Tulsa's 5-7. The Blue Jays are now 9-1 on the season. Also in the top 25 last night, number 5 North Carolina disposed of Nicholls State 99-49. Sixth-ranked Baylor beat Paul Quinn 95-54. Seventh-rated Duke over UNC Greensboro 90-63. LSU upends number 10 Marquette 67-59. 11th-ranked Florida over MVSU 82-54. Davidson bumps off number 12 Kansas 80-74. 17th-rated Indiana big over Howard 107-50. Number 19 Michigan State beat UMKC 89-54. 21st-rated UNLV over Louisiana Monroe 81-63. And number 25 Illinois topping Cornell 64-60. Coach Thad Matta says star forward Jared Sullinger, who missed most of Saturday's win at South Carolina with a sore foot, will play when number 2 Ohio State hosts Lamar tonight. Now, Mata says that Sullinger told him he was feeling better each day since he hurt his foot. Initially, Sullinger thought he had been kicked on the ankle, but Mata said it was later determined that he had injured a tendon. The 6'9" sophomore has missed 2 games with back spasms, has not practiced since the game. He left in the first half to get tests at a nearby hospital. Well, Syracuse is on top of the AP College men's basketball poll for the second week. UNLV and Virginia are newcomers. The 11-0 Orange received 53 first-place votes Monday from the 64-member national media panel. The next 6 places remain the same from last week. Ohio State, Kentucky, Louisville, North Carolina, Baylor, and Duke. Connecticut, Missouri, and Marquette all move up a spot to round out the top 10. UNLV out of the poll the last 2 weeks, and Virginia, which was last in the rankings for 1 week early in the 07-08 season, move in as they replace Texas A&M, which was number 22, Alabama, which was 23rd, and Vanderbilt, which was tied for 25th. A lot more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of 2 full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, the San Francisco 49ers have improved their positioning for next month's NFL playoffs. The Pittsburgh Steelers did not. In a game delayed twice because of a pair of power outages at Candlestick Park, the NFC West champion Niners downed the Steelers 20-3. That gives San Francisco an 11-3 record, tied with New Orleans for the second-best mark in the NFC behind Green Bay. The top 2 teams in each conference earn a first-round bye. On the field, the Niners played lights out. Vernon Davis caught a 1-yard touchdown pass for the 49ers, one play play after setting himself up with a 21-yard reception from Alex Smith. Frank Gore ran for a 5-yard score. David Akers kicked field goals of 22 and 38 yards to overtake Hall of Famer Jerry Rice for San Francisco's single-season scoring record. Ben Roethlisberger, playing on a sprained left ankle that had Big Ben in a walking boot during the week, threw 2 early interceptions and another in the waning moments. The loss hurts the Steelers' chances of hosting a playoff game at Heinz Field. Pittsburgh falls to 10-4, tied with Baltimore atop the AFC North, but the Ravens hold the tiebreaker by virtue of 2 head-to-head victories over the Steelers. Well, Candlestick Park went dark twice in the Niners' much-anticipated return to prime time last night. 2 power outages delayed the Niners' Monday night game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, the first one just before kickoff and then again early in the second quarter after the stadium moved to a backup power source. NFL Security Chief Jeff Miller said he witnessed a transformer blow up while he was monitoring a gate outside the stadium, where a shooting during the preseason already put a negative light on that venue. The first outage pushed back the opening kickoff by 20 minutes. The second one delayed the game between 2 playoff-bound teams for about 15 minutes in the second quarter. This was the 49ers' only Monday night game this season and their final home game before the playoffs. San Francisco will host a playoff game next month. In other NFL news, the Chicago Bears receiver Johnny Knox will miss the rest of the season after undergoing back surgery. Coach Lovie Smith confirmed that Knox would not play again this year. He was taken from the field on a cart early in Sunday's blowout loss to the Seattle Seahawks. Smith says the surgery to stabilize a vertebrae in his lower to mid back started in the morning and was running through midday yesterday. That injury is not considered career-threatening. In other NFL news, Browns wide receiver Jordan Norwood sustained a concussion on Sunday, at least the 11th reported head injury for Cleveland this season. Norwood had 3 catches for 21 yards during the Browns' 20-17 overtime loss to Arizona. Coach Pat Shurmur says Norwood is day-to-day. Also from Browns headquarters, quarterback Colt McCoy has not yet been medically cleared to resume practice after his concussion, and it remains unclear if he'll play again this season. Falcons coach Mike Smith says his heart is fine. Smith said Monday that his doctors have a plan to address the discomfort that caused him to be examined in a Charlotte hospital following the Falcons' win over the Panthers on December 11th. In the National Hockey League last night, it was L.A. over Toronto in a shootout, 3-2. Boston beat Montreal 3-2. Dallas 5-3 over Anaheim. Colorado topping Philadelphia 3-2. That match also went to a shootout. It was Detroit over Edmonton 3-2, and Vancouver shut out Minnesota 4-0. In baseball news, a person familiar with the deal says the Arizona Diamondbacks are ironing out the final details of a 2-year, $15 million contract with free agent outfielder Jason Kubel. The addition comes as something of a surprise because it would have sent left fielder Gerardo Parra to the bench as the Diamondbacks' 4th outfielder. Parra had a breakthrough season a year ago, batting .292 and winning a Gold Glove as one of the game's best defensive outfielders. Kubel would add a left-handed hitting slugger to the batting order. He had 104 home runs and 429 RBIs in 7 seasons with the Minnesota Twins. Elsewhere in the baseball world, the 2-time AL champion Texas Rangers are the big winners in the Yu Darvish sweepstakes. The Rangers have won the rights from Darvish's Japanese League team. Now they must negotiate a contract with the 6'5" pitcher who's been clocked with about a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. They have 30 days to sign Darvish to a contract. Reliever Frank Francisco has signed a 2-year deal with the New York Mets. The 32-year-old Francisco went 1-4 with 17 saves and a 3.55 ERA in 54 games with the Toronto Blue Jays in 2011. And outfielder Mike Cameron has agreed to a minor league contract with the Washington Nationals and an invitation to spring training. Cameron, who turns 39 in January, split last season between the Boston Red Sox and the Florida Marlins. He hit .203 with 9 homers and 27 knocked in 237 bats. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.